It's Thursday, September 17th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today: a romp through remote work, hiring, staffing, and the opportunity there, and robotic process automation. Some data points. This is the Business of Tech. Let's talk through a number of remote work pieces of data that have come out, making for a larger story. Slack surveyed global knowledge workers. Only 12% said they intend to go back to working exclusively from the office. 72% want a combination of office-based and remote work, and 50% said their work-life balance was better because of the shift to remote work. This matches data from .tech domains, which says only 20% of U.S. tech workers would return to the office full-time once there is a COVID-19 vaccine. Gartner found back in July that 80% of surveyed companies' leaders plan to allow employees to work remotely, at least partly. That trend is not just in the U.S. Transbutech's research shows 44% of U.K. businesses want to accelerate remote working to reduce costs, and 56% are planning to increase their digital skills training budgets for next year, implying that long-term planning. Also of note is the impact on workers themselves. 83% of millennials living near a major tech hub plan to or are considering a move to a more affordable city since the onset of COVID-19, compared to 73% of Gen X. Think it's just millennials? Permanent relocation becomes a viable option for two-thirds of technologists if work from home is the norm, according to a blind survey with 4,400 respondents. The trend holds across the top tech hubs: San Francisco, New York, and Seattle. Rising interest in relocation has been accompanied by an uptick in job posts that allow telecommuting, data from Indeed shows. And it's also hitting skills, quoting Tech News World. With the pandemic having forced enterprises to let their staff work from home, the emphasis is shifting to cloud-based solutions, remote tech services, and security, Ray Wang, a principal analyst at Constellation Research, notes. We're seeing a skill set shift away from hardware and network engineers to software, cloud, and artificial intelligence, Wang said. Digital skills are also important. Why do we care? I intentionally put a lot together to drive home the point. Let's pull it together. We have data telling us the changes to work will stay in place, not to the full extent, but not a snapback to the before. We have data showing that half of companies are leaning into the changes. We also have data saying workers are also considering major changes to their living conditions in anticipation of this. If employees are making relocation plans, they anticipate taking advantage of these trends, and more importantly, will not be eager to undo those choices. Thus, the opportunity. Services providers helping customers further enable their teams with technology, training, and process are going to be taking full advantage of this shift. It's clear this is permanent. You can add security risk management to the top of that sundae to have the complete package. CIO Dive is reporting on automations and the changes to company structure, quoting from the piece. The majority of IT leaders expect automation to become a focus in IT over the next 3 years, according to a report from Logic Monitor. Another survey by Inference Solutions found almost half of companies are preparing to infuse their IT help desks with automation. U.S. employees are interested in weaving automation into their work, with 30% of U.S. workers sharing interest in acquiring RPA skills. One of the predictions? Middle management will get smaller. Why do we care? This is RPA, which is different from quote-unquote automation. This is robotic process automation, pulling from Wikipedia. Robotic process automation is a form of business process automation technology based on metaphorical software robots or on artificial intelligence / digital workers. It is sometimes referred to as software robotics. Note, business process automation. Much more than what may be positioned as automation from your own internal processes. If you combine this with the previous story's perspective, you get another level of consulting opportunity that moves further up the stack. Are you getting the most out of ConnectWise Manage? CW-Dash is the business intelligence platform, which is quick and easy to install and up and running in less than a minute. With no changes to your workflow, you'll get dynamic dashboard updates to your key performance indicators without downloading any data. And best of all, the product is free. Want to try it out? Visit cw-dash.com and download a copy today. Thanks for listening. You notice I didn't spend a ton of time, any time, on the Apple announcements. You can find those on your own if you need them. Thanks for listening. Talk to you again tomorrow.